Thank you, Lord, for deepening our understanding of what you are doing when you send a child into our wombs. Please, Lord, touch the hearts and minds of those who cannot see what they stand to lose. Amen. Jesus began, "My children, I want you to understand many things about the consequences of the act of abortion. The first for your consideration is that it is a sin unto the death of your soul. Murder is a sin which extinguishes the light of the soul and plunges it into deep darkness. If you get an abortion of your own free will, you have committed murder. This is punishable by the sentence of eternity in the fires of hell. This consequence can only be prevented by sincere contrition and sorrow for your sin. If you are truly sorry, your sin may be pardoned. For those in the liturgical churches, it is best if you go to confession to a priest and get absolution from the sin. Even as I have written, speaking to my apostles, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained." John 20:22. There is so much more to this sin than meets the eye, my children. The dire consequences are only the beginning of woes. You have opened a door to hell by this act, and may find yourself at the mercy of demons who have no mercy. I am forever protecting you from the wrath of the enemy. But when you deliberately take a helpless human life, you have stepped out from under my protection. Nevertheless, I do look after you, trying to bring you to repentance. But if that does not happen, then I remove my protection. As I said, that is only the beginning. Do you know why I permitted you to get pregnant? Not as a curse, as society commonly calls it. No, not at all. I allowed you to become pregnant to bring you into adulthood and bless you with the company of a precious child. This child was handpicked by me just for you. It has many marvelous attributes and virtues that will bring you joy, help you to learn, and be good company for you. The child is not a burden. It is a blessing, and with every blessing, I provide for the needs of the child and for your needs. And the children being born at this time are extraordinary for their spirituality and wisdom. They have been chosen to bring down the darkness and turn the tide on evil in your society. This is another reason why they are so hated by certain individuals in underground governments. These children are highly intuitive and connected to heaven. Their angels are extraordinary, and what they will do for your life is beyond anything you can conceive of. It is the greatest tragedy if you lose this child, for it was meant to bring you out of your selfish, materialistic, and shallow lifestyle. No soul with any depth of understanding would murder the child in their womb. This course of action is inspired by Satan, not only to drag you down to hell, but prevent you from having the fullness of life your baby would have given you. The life of another soul is precious, beyond what you can imagine. To be entrusted with this is a tremendous gift that will bring you true fulfillment, joy, and understanding. To nurture this gift is the highest wisdom, and to tend to its growth will bring you out of yourself into a dimension of understanding and happiness that you could have no other way. Why don't you trust me with this gift and receive it as the flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone? Give this precious life a chance and yield to its needs. Do you know that your chances of a successful marriage are much higher if you have a child? You see, the men who are self-centered and only interested in you while you are young and pretty don't want the extra responsibility. They're looking out for their pleasure and consider a woman with a child a burden they don't want to bear. However, a man who truly loves you will love your child as well. So this gift of life actually protects you from dishonest and exploitive men who are not suitable marriage material. You do not understand it now, but this child will actually be a companion throughout your life, even into your latter years. This one that you invest in will in turn become nurturing and protecting for you as you age. You will be broadened by the interest this child brings into your life as you set your heart on raising him or her properly. So much joy will come to you through this child. These are things women never think of as they sign the consent form to have this precious son or daughter dismembered so they can follow their career without being tied down to a dependent. All they needed to know is that I would provide everything for them. And perhaps the direction you are going in with your career will not bring you happiness after all. And this is one way of turning your attention to the things that will have greater meaning for you. Think on these things, my children. Think deeply. What you sow now, you shall reap for eternity. And you can never undo an abortion. Tragically, you lose that child throughout your life on this earth. You will live to regret it. Please consider deeply your actions. Wow, that's quite a message from the Lord. Thank you, precious family, for standing with us. Thank you for your prayers and support. And just a short word on the refuge. We finished bringing up materials that will allow us to build during the winter. We also are finishing the foundations for little hermitages so that we can actually build in the winter as the weather allows. The little house that is completed is warm and cozy, and the larger commons building will be going up soon. Then Ezekiel and I will move up there so we can be with the community. The Lord has blessed us with wonderful workers and brothers and sisters. In fact, on the feast of St. Francis, Nana became Mother Mary Elisha as she made her Franciscan vows in the presence of the whole community. She is our first professed sister. We were all thrilled for her, and now she has her own habit and brown scapular. And we struggle each day with her new name. We have almost all the materials we need to finish the hermitages on the mountain. We will need composting toilets in the future for the buildings and some plumbing. But other than that, our only foreseeable expense now is hired labor for building and renting a bobcat to finish digging before the ground freezes. Soon we'll be facing the snow and need some vehicle to pass through 4 feet of snow coming and going. We will also need funds for a sufficient solar energy system to power our computers and other necessities so I can make music and get messages out. We've gotten a great deal done in the month of September, far beyond what we expected, and we thank God profusely for the mercy He has extended to us. Please continue to pray for us, dear ones. I'm doing my best to get several messages out a week, but when events like Nana's profession come up, it's all hands on deck. Cooking for a crew of people is no small task. And thank you for your faithfulness with donations. We are still giving to the people that work with prostitutes and trafficked children, as well as needing to provide wood for the local families that have none out on the mesa. Boy, the way they live out on the mesa is third world. They're burning sagebrush to keep their rooms warm And the ventilation is very poor, so the children are getting exposed to smoke in their lungs. We have at least 20 isolated families to take care of with wood, so please be generous with your gifts so they can have heat. The sage that they burn does nothing to keep them warm, so I appreciate you remembering them in your donations. We will take care of them before we use any money on the refuge. Also, pray for us to get our wood up. With all the other work, we haven't had time to block our wood for the winter, and that time of the year is upon us. Thank you, dearly loved ones, for staying with us in all our changes. There will be more messages coming very soon. There are days where I am weak, especially after an event with many people, and that's when you don't hear from me. So please pray daily for my physical strength. Ezekiel is doing well, but we're really looking forward to the promise given us by a prophetess that he will be completely healed in the wilderness. Also, pray for our enemies. The satanic high priestess at the bottom of the mountain has launched attacks against us in concert with other covens. All glory to God, he has protected us, but we pray for her conversion and the conversion of the others who simply do not know they are serving a liar. My heart sinks when I think of what it will be like for them the day they die if they do not convert. Then it will be too late for them to discover how they've been used and laughed at by Satan as he promised them the world and sharpens his instruments of torture to receive them. So please pray for our enemies. The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. Thank you for standing by us. And we're learning some very beautiful lessons on the mountain, many of which I haven't had a chance to record yet, but they're coming. The Lord bless you.